Hare Krishna. So I would like to take blessings from all the senior devotees, especially the senior Prabhupada disciples present here, before we could share a few thoughts on the verse that we are discussing this morning. So today we are celebrating the most auspicious occasion of the appearance day of Lord Narasimhadev, Shri Narasimhadev Chaturdashi. And this particular verse is a very celebrated and famous verse from the 7th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, which talks about the exact way that the Lord appeared into the assembly hall of Hiranyakashipu. Stambhe sabhayam. Stambha means a pillar and sabha means an assembly. Stambhe sabhayam. He manifested from the stambha into the sabha, from the pillar into the assembly hall. Namrigam namanusham. Namanusham, he was not a manushya, not a human being. Namrigam, nor was he an animal. Ati adbhuta rupam, atyadbhuta rupam. He manifested himself in an adbhuta, an extraordinarily wonderful, amazing form. Why did he manifest? Nija bhritya bhashitam. Bhritya means a servant. Once His Holiness Hridayananda Maharaj wrote a poem and sent it to His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. And in the poem, again and again, Hridayananda Maharaj wrote these lines: I am a devotee crying for your mercy, Krishna. I am a devotee begging for your mercy, O Sri Radha. I am a devotee pleading for your grace upon me. Srila Prabhupada read the poem and his secretary was sitting right next to him. Prabhupada liked the poem very much. The feeling of begging, the feeling of calling out, the feeling of crying for mercy. Prabhupada said to the secretary, write a letter to Hridayananda and tell him that the poem is fantastic. There is one problem with the poem which he should correct. And Prabhupada said, the problem with the poem is he's saying that I am a devotee crying for your mercy. I am a devotee crying for your grace. Prabhupada said to him, write to Hridayananda that saying that I am a devotee is a very tall order. Write to Hridayananda that correct the word by changing devotee to servant. Say that I am a servant of Krishna calling for your mercy. I am a servant of Srimati Radharani begging for your grace. And the secretary wrote the letter back to Hridayananda Maharaj. And therefore Prabhupada said, to say that I am a devotee is a very big thing. But to say that I am a servant is pretty easy, because that's anyways our constitutional position. We're just saying what I am a servant of Krishna. And therefore, bhritya means a servant. And bhashitam, bhashitam is bhasha, words. Bhritya bhashitam, the words spoken by a servant or the words spoken by a devotee of the Lord. Nija bhritya bhashitam. Why did the Lord come to this world? Satyam vidhatum. To make the words of his devotee or his servant come true. He wanted to make the words of his bhritya come true. Satyam vidhatum nija bhritya bhashitam vyaptim cha bhuteshu akhileshu chatmanah atyadbhutam adrishyatatyadbhutam rupam udvahan stambhe sabhayam namrigam namanusham. Srila Sridhar Swami, in his commentary to the Srimad Bhagavatam, explains that the Lord wanted to make the words of five devotees come true, not one. According to us, we think that it was only one devotee, Prahlad. Hiranyakashipu had asked Prahlad, is the Lord in this pillar? And Prahlad had said, my Lord is everywhere. Vyaptim cha bhuteshu akhileshu. He is all pervading, he is everywhere. And therefore, we think that the Lord came to this world to make the words of his devotee, Prahlad, true. Which is true. According to Sridhar Swami, Prabhupada quotes this, and in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, His Holiness Jayadvait Maharaj, Gopin Parandan Pru, and others also quote this. Sridhar Swami explains, the Lord came to make the words of five devotees come true. First, Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj was asked by Hiranyakashipu, is your Lord everywhere? Yes, my Lord is everywhere. Is he in this pillar? Yes, he is in this pillar. And therefore, to prove to the world that what Prahlad had said was true, the Lord appeared from within the pillar. The difference between Prahlad and Hiranyakashipu is Prahlad is a person who sees God in matter, and Hiranyakashipu sees matter in God. That's the difference. A devotee like Prahlad will constantly learn how to see God in matter. He will see God in a snake. He'll see God in a pillar. He'll see God in an ocean. He'll see God in poison. A devotee learns how to change his vision, learning how to see God in matter. Contrary to this is Hiranyakashipu, who will always see matter in God. Even if God comes in front of him, he'll see this is material. Avajananti mam mudha manushim tanumashrita. When the Lord comes to this world in an extraordinarily amazing form, adrishyata ati adbhuta rupam, ati adbhuta, such an amazing spiritual form the world has never seen, such a species the world has never seen. But demoniac mentality means the Lord comes, God is here, and I'll see matter in God. Manushim tanum. And therefore, when Narasimhadev appeared from the pillar, Hiranyakashipu was thinking, what is this animal made of earth, water, fire, air, and ether? Ordinary material form. Manushim tanum. Ordinary material form the Lord comes and takes. Seeing matter in God. Yuri Gagarin was the first man to go to space. And when he came back from space, he was there in a school to give a talk to the students, the kids. Everyone was excited. Yuri Gagarin has gone to the space and has come back. So as he came to school, it was a Catholic school, and the Christian father, the priest, was sitting right next to Yuri Gagarin. As he spoke about his exploits going to the space, one kid raised his hand and said, "Sir," he asked Yuri Gagarin, "when you went to space, did you see God there?" Yuri Gagarin said, "When I went to space, I looked around everywhere. I didn't find God there." The kid was a little disappointed. He had always heard that God is up there, isn't it? We always say, up there. You know, in India, it's very common. When a mother is chastising the child, don't do wrong, he say, God is there. Huh? Take care. They don't say God is here, there, or they'll say God is here. You know, keep your hand on your heart and say, why? God is there. Huh? You say, you didn't see. The child was very disappointed. The Christian priest, he said, can I say something? I said, okay. The Christian priest said, Yuri Gagarin could not see God when he was on earth. What will he see God when he goes in space? If one needs to see God, one doesn't need to go to space to see God. One can see God while one is on earth, in every aspect of God's creation. And therefore, a demoniac mentality means to see matter in God. And divine mentality, like Prahlad, means to see God in matter. Prahlad, when he was being tortured, first they gave him to snakes. Let venomous snakes and serpents bite him. Prahlad Maharaj wasn't killed by the snakes. What was he seeing in snakes? The soldiers came and said, "Hey Prahlad, what metal, what material are you made of? These are the most venomous serpents existing on the planet, and you're still saved. You're not killed. How?" Prahlad said, "How will I be killed? My father, Lord Narayan, his bed is Anantashesh. And all the serpents are Anantashesh servants. And therefore Anantashesh sent a text message to all the serpents that you all put me in. And not one serpent could harm me." He could see. He could see the presence of his Lord in venomous serpents. When he saw venomous serpents, he was remembering Anantashesh, the bedstead of his father, Narayan. And then they took him to a cliff. And they pushed him down the cliff to kill him. And Prahlad wasn't dead. And the soldiers said, "What happened? How? Explain to us. Anyone pushed from such a massive cliff would die falling on the ground. How didn't you die?" He said, "Very simple. My father, Narayan, when he came in the form of Varaha, he came to this world and he had saved Mother Earth. Mother Earth requested, can I get married to you? So my father in his form, he changed his dress. You know, my father was in a new outfit as Varahadev, wedding outfit. He married Mother Earth. So So if Varaha is my father, Mother Earth is my mother, and you're pushing me from a cliff to earth, you're pushing me from the cliff to the lap of my mother. Does a child die on the lap of the mother? No. Prahlad could see the presence of the Lord there. They asked him, we put you in fire. Why didn't you die when we put you in fire? Prahlad said, very simple. The flames of the fire are the in the Yajna Kunda represent the mouth of my father. Yajna Vai Vishnu. Therefore, when you put me in fire, you're putting me in the mouth of my father. I'll die? No. He remembered Lord Vishnu. The flames of the fire are the mouth of my father Vishnu. And they gave him deadly poison to kill him. He still didn't die. How you didn't die? Very simple. When the churning of the milk ocean was done, from the same milk ocean came poison, and from the same milk ocean came Lakshmi. And therefore poison and Lakshmi are brothers and sisters, because the father is the same, the milk ocean. So if Narayan is my father, Lakshmi is my mother, so poison is my uncle. So how will my uncle kill me? In every situation, Prahlad was learning how to see God in matter. Whereas Hiranyakashipu was seeing matter and God, Prahlad was trying to see how there is God in matter. Prabhupada said Socrates was a self-realized soul. He was a self-realized soul. When he was given poison, all he could see is, I am the soul. He couldn't see God in the poison. He could only see the self. Catch me if you can. Kill me if you can. This poison cannot kill me. Prahlad was a stage further. He was not simply a self-realized soul thinking about the soul. He was a pure devotee seeing God in that poison, you know, remembering Lord by seeing the poison. Ramanujacharya, there was a pujari that was envious of him, and the pujari decided to give poison to him in Charanamrita. Imagine, Charanamrita is the foot wash of the Lord, and the pujari decided to give poison to Ramanujacharya. And when Ramanujacharya went to take Charanamrita, seeing the face of the pujari, he knew there's something wrong. And Ramanujacharya questioned him, have you added some poison to this? Imagine, good face reading, you know. Said, have you added poison to this? He said, no. In front of the Lord, he's speaking a lie. I haven't added poison to this. So, okay, no problem. Give me. And Ramanujacharya took that and drank that Charanamrita, remembering the Lord, and nothing happened to him. He saw the Lord. He knew there was poison in there. But he was remembering this is the Lord's foot wash. And therefore, great devotees, they see God in matter. Srila Prabhupada always saw the presence of the Lord in everything he saw. Whether it was a bird dropping. Once Srila Prabhupada saw some bird droppings and said, so, what is this? And the devotees were stunned. What is this? This is bird dropping. You know, they were thinking, this is simple, ordinary bird dropping. Srila Prabhupada said, this is not just bird dropping. This means that even a bird is attached to the tree, the same tree, to the same dwelling. It's not just human beings, but even the birds are attached to their dwelling. And then Prabhupada brought in the philosophy of Gita. From bird droppings, he went to Gita. He went to Krishna. Here at the Bhaktivedanta Manor, as he was walking around, he saw some grass which was brown in color. And he said, why is this grass brown in color and why is this grass green in color? Devotees thought, this is brown, this is green, fine. Prabhupada said, this grass is brown because it is disconnected from the earth. When you pull the grass out from the earth, it becomes brown. So long as the grass is connected to the earth remains green. The grass remains green. Srila Prabhupada said, similarly, when the soul is connected to Krishna, the soul is refreshed, the soul is happy. As soon as the soul is disconnected from Krishna, the soul is miserable. He saw grass, and in matter, he saw God. You know, Srila Prabhupada was walking on the beach and there were the waves of the ocean. Very soft sound coming on that day. And when Srila Prabhupada heard that sound, Srila Prabhupada said, I can hear the heartbeat of Srimati Radharani in separation for Lord Sri Krishna. Seeing matter apparently, but remembering Krishna. Seeing God in matter. One time, Srila Prabhupada was on a morning walk. A few brahmacharis behind him. And they were walking through a zoo. And Prabhupada just passed by. The brahmachari saw that in a cage there was a tigress and a little tigress, the cub of a tiger, tiny tiger. As Srila Prabhupada walked ahead, the brahmachari was very attracted to that cute, cuddly looking cub of the tiger. So the brahmachari saw this little baby. And since it was in the cage, the brahmachari went and pulled the tail of the tiger. Now after all, the little baby is also tiger's baby only. So the little tiger cub started roaring loudly. And the brahmachari was scared to death, and Prabhupada turned behind. And he realized that this brahmachari is playing with the tail of the tiger. So Prabhupada came there and said to him, "This tiger looks very cute and cuddly. But if you pull the tail, the tiger will show its original form." Prabhupada said similarly, Krishna's Maya, she also looks very cute and cuddly. Very appealing. No problem, let me play with her a little bit. Prabhupada said, but if you pull her tail and if you play with her, she will show her ferocious form and destroy you. Therefore, do not play around with Maya. And therefore, we see how devotees like Srila Prabhupada, Prahlad Maharaj and all the great devotees try to see God in matter. Conversely, the material mentality is to see matter in God. Parikshit Maharaj, he saw God in death, a material phenomena, death. But Parikshit Maharaj saw that this curse of Sringi is not just death, it is God. Dvija Shapa Rupo. My dear Lord, you have appeared in so many forms. For Prahlad, you appeared as Narasimha Dev, you appeared as Varaha Dev, you appeared as Parashuram, you appeared as Balaram, you appeared as Buddha. But now you have appeared to me in this form as a curse to give me darshan. Parikshit Maharaj was taking Krishna darshan. When he got this curse in his life, he was taking Krishna darshan, seeing Krishna in that curse, seeing God in that material situation, seeing God in that material phenomena of death. There was once a bird, and this bird decided, everyone is going, it's chilly winter, all the birds are migrating, I won't conform to the regular standards of flying thousands of miles away. I don't mind being here in the winter. So the bird decided to stay there in the winter. Things got worse. Minus 31 degrees Celsius. And the bird was freezing to death as it was just about to die and regretting that I made a mistake. The situation is so bad. Suddenly, a cow was passing by and the cow relieved itself and the dung fell on the bird. And the bird was very upset, started cursing the cow. What is this, you know, dung on my head? Horrible situation, bad situation. But eventually, the dung was warmer. And the bird said, wow, thank God the cow relieved itself. And now I'm feeling very warm in this minus 31 degrees chilly winters. And in that ecstasy, the bird started singing. And as the bird started singing in ecstasy that I am warm, there was another massive bird passing by who used to eat tiny birds. He heard this sound and said, wow, there's something going on here. So the bird came down there and started clearing off the dung. So this tiny bird inside thought, oh wow, now the dung is going. But very soon this big bird came and ate the bird away. And therefore, good and bad situations keep coming in our lives. Sometimes we think that apparently bad things that happened to us, so bad. The dung fell, but when the dung fell, was the cow the enemy? No, the cow dung gave some warmth. And the other one came to relieve the bird from the cow dung and thought, my friend relieving me from the cow dung, but became the enemy, ate the bird away. Material vision is always to see good, bad, friend and enemy. Spiritual vision is always to see Krishna's hand, whether it is good or bad. Parikshit Maharaj was seeing the curse as Krishna's blessing. And therefore, the first devotee for whom Lord Narasimhadev appeared to make his words true was Prahlad Maharaj. To make his words true that yes, Krishna is everywhere. And the lesson we learn from this is, we should change our vision to spiritual vision, trying to see God everywhere, in everything and in every situation of life. If not in everything and everywhere, at least let us try and see God amongst devotees. Even we can't see God everywhere and in every situation, at least amongst devotees and in the association of devotees, we can try and see God. The second devotee whose words Lord Narasimhadev wanted to prove true is Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma, also Bhritya, Nija Bhritya. And Lord Narasimhadev wanted to make the words of Brahma come true. What were the words of Brahma? The words of Brahma were the benediction given to Hiranyakashipu. What was the benediction? Hiranyakashipu had asked for a benediction. I shouldn't be killed in the day, nor in the night, nor in the air, nor on the ground, not by a human, not by a animal, not by any weapons. Okay, no problem. To make the words, the benedictions of Lord Brahma come true, the Lord appeared from the pillar in the form of Hiranyakashipu. Nam rigam, nam manusham. Not as an animal, not as a human being. Simply to make the words of Brahma that is spoke to Hiranyakashipu come true. It's very interesting. The Lord never ever goes against the words of his devotees. The Lord has the power. He is the one who gave Brahma that power. And Brahma gave a blessing, Brahma gave a benediction. When Lord Narasimhadev appeared, he did not say, I only gave him that blessing, I only gave him that power to bless Hiranyakashipu. I shall go against his benediction and kill Hiranyakashipu the way I want. No. Many times when devotees get power and we get power and authority, then we may not be so sensitive to honor the power of others. When one gets power and control and ability, one is not very sensitive to others. Whenever the Lord comes, he is very sensitive to everyone around him. Very sensitive to the blessings and the benedictions given by Brahma to Hiranyakashipu. Parikshit Maharaj, when he was in the womb of his mother, the Brahmastra was hurled by Ashwatthama and the Brahmastra came and burnt Parikshit Maharaj in the womb. And later the Lord appeared in the womb and saved Parikshit Maharaj and brought Parikshit Maharaj back to life. He could have saved him by not allowing him to be killed by the Brahmastra. No, first he was killed because he wanted to honor Brahma's Astra and then he brought him back to life. It is explained in Odisha there is a place called Bargad. And in Treta Yuga, on the banks of the river, a particular river in this place called Bargad, there was a sage whose name was Uddanga. This sage Uddanga, his daughter's name was Malati. She was extremely beautiful and youthful. One day when Ravan came there, Ravan saw Malati and he was so attracted by Malati that he molested her and threw her in the river Godavari close by. As this lady was just floating through the rivers, the Vahana, the vehicle of Lord Ganesh, whose name is Indura, the rat, he saw this lady crying for help. So Indura went and saved Malati from the river, brought her out, and Malati was very grateful, but she started crying, I want to go to my father, Uddanga Rishi. Ganesh said only, Indura said only on one condition, the rat, Ganesh's Vahan. He said only one condition, if you agree to enjoy with me. Said, enjoy with me. Just now Ravan molested me. And now you want to enjoy with me. He said, fair, fine. If you want to do, fine. Otherwise, cry. Keep crying for your father, Uddanga Rishi here. Finally, she agreed. And therefore, firstly, she was raped by Ravana. And secondly, Indura had a relationship with this girl called Malati. And as a consequence of this, a child was born to Malati. This child who was born, because of being born from the seed of Ravana, was a demon. But because of being born from a rat, Indura was a rat, demon in the form of a rat. His name was Mushika Daitya. And this Mushika Daitya, now a rat demon, had so much power, the form of a rat from Ganesha's rat, and the power of a demon from the seed of Ravana. This rat demon, Mushika Daitya, started creating chaos all over. Started going and challenging the demigods and killing the demigods. All the demigods rushed to Lord Ram in Ayodhya and prayed to Lord Ramchandra, my dear Lord, please save us. And in Treta Yuga, from Ayodhya, Lord Ramchandra took the form of Narasimha Dev. And as Lord Ram took the form of Narasimha Dev, he came to Orissa from Ayodhya. And when he came to Orissa to deal with this Mushika Daitya, this rat demon, in his original form as Narasimha Dev, he was rushing to kill Mushika Daitya, and Mushika Daitya kept running. And finally he came to the Gandhamadan mountains, and he took shelter of the Gandhamadan mountains. The Gandhamadan mountains gave him shelter. There was a small rat hole there. Said, go in here. And then Lord Ram came there. Lord Ram was sensitive. Gandhamadan is also my devotee, personified. And because he has given shelter and blessing to this Mushika Daitya, I will not kill him unless he comes out. And therefore Lord Ram changed his form. He changed his form to a unique Narasimha Dev form. This Narasimha Dev form has the face of a cat and has the body of a lion and is called Marjari Narasimha. Right. Why cat? Because cats kill rats. And if you go to Odisha, this place called Bargad, from Treta Yuga, this deity is still there today, where Narasimha Dev has a face of a cat and the body of a lion, and Narasimha Dev is waiting for this Mushika Daitya to come out, and I'll kill you from Treta Yuga. And therefore, Lord Narasimha Dev, very sensitive, he came out, he was very sensitive to fulfill the words of Brahma to Hiranyakashipu. He did not be insensitive. Brahma gave this benediction, I'll fulfill it. I can do it otherwise also. I can kill him simply by thinking, Hiranyakashipu, die. He'll die. But sensitive to what Brahma had said. When he came as Marjari Narasimha, sensitive to Gandhamadan, that Gandhamadan had given shelter, okay, no problem, I'll not enter and kill. Let him come out, then I'll kill. Another time, Raktavilochan was the son of Hiranyaksha. Hiranyaksha's son Raktavilochan, he realized, my father was killed, I want to take revenge. So Raktavilochan, he started performing austerities unto Lord Shiva. And as he was performing austerities, Lord Shiva was pleased with Raktavilochan. He came and asked, what do you want, my dear son? He said, I want only one benediction. Every single time anyone kills me or anyone tries to kill me, anyone tries to do anything to me, if a drop of my blood falls on earth, that should turn into a demon as powerful as me. And this demon should assist me in killing my enemies and then merge in my body. I said, no problem. Alright, this is Satya Yuga. Lord Shiva gave him this blessing. Vishwamitra and Vasishtha were enemies. Vishwamitra realized, you know, this guy is a good chance for me. I can use him to kill. So he called Raktavilochan and said, go and kill Vasishtha's 10 sons. Raktavilochan came to Vasishtha's ashram and killed the 10 sons of Vasishtha. Vasishtha and Arundhati were very, very much affected that our 10 sons were killed. And therefore, Vasishtha prayed to Lord Narasimha Dev, my dear Lord, please appear and save us. And at that time, the Lord appeared in his form as Narasimha Dev to come and fight against this demon, Hiranyaksha's son, Raktavilochan. And as he started fighting, every single time Lord Narasimha Dev shot an arrow, a drop of blood would fall down and that would turn into a powerful demon. And there were so many demons all over the battlefield, as powerful as Raktavilochan, benedicted by Lord Shiva. Lord Narasimha Dev could have anyways easily killed him, but sensitive. He was very sensitive to honor what Lord Shiva had said. What did he do? He created a lady called Maya Shakti. And said, every time there are drops of blood that come down, you hold that drop of blood. So as Lord Narasimha Dev was shooting arrows, whenever there was drops of blood coming from Raktavilochan's body, this Maya Shakti would hold it. And therefore the drops of blood were not falling on the ground, turning into demons. And Narasimha Dev killed all of the demons, including Raktavilochan. And then this blood which was collected by Maya Shakti was released by her. And that became a river called Raktahuli. And if you go to Andhra Pradesh today, we will find this particular deity of Lord Narasimha Dev in a place called Antarvedi. And that river signifying the blood of Raktavilochan. Lord Narasimha Dev, very, very sensitive, never goes against the words of his devotee.
His devotee Brahma said, this is how Hiranyakashipu will be killed? Okay. His devotee Brahma said that, in that place called Bargad as cat and mouse, Gandhamadan gave shelter? No problem. Sensitive. I'll go by the words of Gandhamadan. Lord Shiva said that if every drop of blood falls down on a demon will come? No problem. I'll go by their words. Nija Bhritya Bhashitam. And therefore, the Lord will never ever go against the word of his devotee. To fulfill the words of his devotee Brahma, the Lord came from the pillar in the form of a half man and a half lion. The third devotee whose words the Lord wanted to fulfill was Narad Muni. When Indra and the other demigods had come to kidnap the wife of Hiranyakashipu, Kayadu, Prahlad was in the womb. And the demigods wanted to kill Prahlad when he was born, understanding that he is the son of a demon, Hiranyakashipu. He'll create trouble to the universe. Narad Muni had come there and said, don't kill. Don't kill this child. This child will be a great devotee of the Lord. You will not be able to kill this child anyways. Do not kill him. Don't take Kayadu away. Indra and the other demigods trusted. They did not ask Narad Muni, hey, did you get a sonography done? You know, how did you know that this child is a great devotee? There was no sonographs then. Narad Muni had not done sonography. And even if one does sonography, one can't find whether the child is a devotee or not. At best, one can find whether the child is a son or a daughter. And even that is banned in India. Right? That's not allowed in India. To find out, determine the sex of the child through sonography. You know, how did Narad Muni come to know? By his realization. By his bhakti. He said there is the child in the womb is a devotee. Do not kill him. Indra and the other demigods hadn't seen it. Without seeing, they accepted the words of Narad Muni as true. No problem. We will just accept it and we'll spare Kayadu. Prabhupada was once sitting and he told his disciples, he said, fish fried in mustard oil and prostitutes in Paris are fantastic. And the devotees were bewildered. I mean, hearing a statement like that from Srila Prabhupada, fish fried in mustard oil and prostitutes from Paris are fantastic. So every devotee there was sitting was bewildered. I mean, how does Prabhupada know? You know, how does Prabhupada know? And then Srila Prabhupada said, fish fried in mustard oil and prostitutes from Paris are fantastic, and thus we have heard from authorities. You know, he said, I have not tasted fish fried in mustard oil, nor have I gone to Paris. But hearing from authorities in this field, I can say this, say so. And Srila Prabhupada explained, therefore, things that we cannot see, things that we have no access to, should be accepted based on faith. Indra and the other demigods had no access to find out whether the child in the womb was a devotee or not. But simply hearing from Narad Muni, they accepted. Okay, Prahlad is a great devotee. No problem. So to make the words of Narad Muni come true, Narasimhadev came from the pillar to prove how Prahlad was such a great devotee. Narad had said, Prahlad is a great devotee. To prove the words of Narad Muni that Prahlad was a great devotee, he appeared from the pillar into the assembly hall as Lord Narasimhadev. Srila Prabhupada also said so many things. When 1969, when the moon landing expedition was going on, Purushottam Prabhu, Srila Prabhupada's disciple, just could not trust. Prabhupada hasn't seen the moon. Prabhupada hasn't gone to the moon. Prabhupada thus had nothing to do with NASA. Prabhupada hardly studied any science. And he's straight away saying that they didn't go to the moon. Purushottam Prabhu had great trouble putting faith in the words of Srila Prabhupada. He just couldn't take it, you know. And Prabhupada would tease him very often. Very often he would say, so our Purushottam says they are going to the moon. And one day at Purushottam and Yamuna Devi, both of them were cooking in the kitchen. Prabhupada had rang the bell and both had run up, you know. As both of them had run up, Prabhupada said, just see, Yamuna, every day she has a fresh sari, clean sari. She only has two saris, but see, every day she washes and she wears this sari. And look at Purushottam, every day he is wearing the same shirt. And look at how dirty it is. Prabhupada was kind of making fun. And that day when they had come up, Yamuna Devi had put a pressure cooker inside for cooking. And when they had come up, it had just blasted and there was soot all over and they had been black, turned black. And when Prabhupada saw they were black by the soot, Prabhupada said, Purushottam has just returned from the moon. And this black suit is from the moon. You know, Purushottam did not like it. And on the particular day that it was relayed on television, Prabhupada was sitting, Harishavari Prabhu was massaging Srila Prabhupada. And Purushottam was sitting down there. And Prabhupada was watching this. And Purushottam said, just see Prabhupada, they have gone to the moon. Prabhupada said, that is not the moon. He said, how can you say this is not the moon? Prabhupada said, where are the people? Who is living there? Where is the vegetation? And Purushottam Prabhu could not just handle it. He just left Srila Prabhupada. He felt, how can Prabhupada say like this? Based on Prabhupada's experience, based on scripture and based on realization, Prabhupada was saying this, but he just could not have faith. Indra and the other demigods put their faith. They could not see and verify whether the child was a devotee or not. But Narad Muni said it, no problem, the words will come true. And Narasimha Dev came to prove Narad Muni's words true. Prabhupada said in 1969 they haven't gone to the moon. And we know, after so many years now, there is so much discussion about whether they have actually gone to the moon or not. A pure devotee's words will always come to be true. And therefore, we want a pure devotee to say good things about us, you know. They'll come to be true. A pure devotee should say he is a devotee. Whether we are devotee or not, the Lord will have to come to make us a devotee. You know. And therefore, the Lord appeared from the pillar into the assembly hall to prove the words of Narad Muni true. The fourth reason, the fourth devotee whose words he wanted to make true was Hiranyakashipu. Devotee? Nija Bhritya Bhashitam. He wanted to make the words of Hiranyakashipu true. Who is Hiranyakashipu? Jayan Vijay from Jayan Vijay is Jay. Abhritya, a servant from the spiritual world of Vaikuntha. He wanted to make his words to how? Once while talking to Prahlad, Hiranyakashipu was saying, my God, this boy is too powerful. This boy is too powerful. I've tried to kill him, but this boy just doesn't get killed. Maybe by his influence, I shall die. And the Lord took these words. I shall die. And to make the words of Hiranyakashipu, I shall die, come true, the Lord appeared from the pillar to kill him. When Lord Narasimha Dev came and killed Hiranyakashipu, Lakshmiji was very upset. When Narasimha Dev was cooled by Prahlad Maharaj, Lakshmiji came and told Narasimha Dev, this is too much. You appeared straight away and killed Hiranyakashipu straight away. You didn't even give him a chance to reform. This is too much. You're supposed to be a god of love. You're supposed to be a god of mercy. And you didn't even give him a chance. You just came out. You just appeared and just tore him apart. Can't do this. Lord Narasimha Dev said, sorry, mother, my dear wife. I'm sorry. And therefore, when he appeared as Lord Ramchandra, he gave a lot of chances to Ravana. The same Jay had come as Ravana, and because Lakshmiji had complained that without giving a chance you have killed Hiranyakashipu, when he appeared as Lord Ramchandra, he said, my wife Lakshmi in my previous incarnation had told me that without giving a chance, killed him. Now I must give him chances. He kept giving Ravana chances. In fact, when he came on the battlefield, the first day Lord Ram could have killed Ravana. But he thought, no. He has seen me now. Maybe there will be a change. Let him go tonight. Probably by seeing me, his heart will change and he'll come and take shelter. He'll come and surrender to me. I'll spare him then. Simply to give a chance to Ravana, he spared him. And therefore, the Lord appeared from the pillar into the assembly hall. Why? To make the words of Hiranyakashipu come true. He had said to Prahlad, maybe by your power I shall die. You said I shall die? Okay, I'll come and kill you. Hiranyakashipu came and killed. Narasimha Dev came and killed Hiranyakashipu. And the fifth personality whose words Lord Narasimha Dev wanted to fulfill were the four Kumaras. The four Kumaras had cursed Jay and Vijay. and they had come to this world as demons. Both the four Kumaras and Jay and Vijay were regretful. The four Kumaras were judgmental. The two doorkeepers, Jay and Vijay, were judgmental. They thought these naked boys, these young boys, they will enter Vaikuntha. And the Kumaras were angry. They had cursed. Both had problems. The doorkeepers were judgmental and the four Kumaras were angry. Both regretted. They had regretted their judgmentalism. The two doorkeepers, we shouldn't have judged the four Kumaras like this. And the four Kumaras had regretted. We shouldn't have cursed them out of our anger. So what did the four Kumaras pray? They prayed to the Lord, "My dear Lord, not too long. They are kind, they are willing to take this curse, but we don't want them to go through this. After three lifetimes as demons, please reclaim them back." To make the words of the four Kumaras true, the Lord appeared from the pillar. "Okay, I'll expedite it. First life, kill him fast. Then they'll come again, kill them fast. And I'll send them back to the spiritual world." And therefore, to make the words of Prahlad come true, to make the words of Lord Brahma come true, to make the words of Narad Muni come true, to make the words of Hiranyakashipu come true, and to make the words of the four Kumaras come true, Lord Narasimhadev appeared from the pillar into the assembly hall. From Prahlad's words, we learn a very powerful lesson. And the lesson is to change our vision, not to see matter in God, but to learn how to see God in matter. From Brahma's words coming true, we learn sensitivity. The Lord is not insensitive. He is always trying to maintain the authority of others. Brahma had benedicted, okay, I'll keep that benediction as it is. Brahmastra came to kill Parikshit, I'll first kill him, then bring him to life, but I'll honor the Brahmastra. Lord Shiva has given a blessing to Rakta Vilochan, every drop that will fall will turn into a demon, no problem. I'll create a Maya lady who will hold the blood. I won't kill him anyways. Very sensitive, not to flaunt the authority of others. From Narad Muni, the words coming true, we learn the power of faith. Putting faith in authority. Trusting authority. Indra and the other demigods had trusted Narad Muni's words. They hadn't seen. They could not see that the child was a devotee. But they heard the advice of Narad Muni and spared Kayadu. Similarly, many times things are beyond our ability to fathom. But experienced devotees, great souls, can see. And they can tell us. They can give us good advice. And like Indra and the other demigods heard the advice and accepted Prahlad as a devotee, we should also put our faith in the words of devotees and accept their advice. The fourth personality, Hiranyakashipu's words were true, made true by Lord Narasimhadeva because he was Jai from the spiritual world. And the lesson from there is, the Lord is constantly giving chances. He comes to this world to give chances to reform, opportunities to reform. And thus a devotee constantly takes chances, the opportunities to improve in a spiritual life. And the fifth thing is Jay and Vijay and the four Kumaras regretted. The four Kumaras had cursed Jay and Vijay, but they regretted and they prayed to the Lord, "Please, you know, expedite their coming back. In three lifetimes, let them come back. Although they want to stay for long, let in three lifetimes they come back." And that is cooperation. Jay and Vijay and the four Kumaras mutually adjusted their difference of opinion and conflict, and they were delivered. The Lord appeared from the pillar into the assembly hall in a fantastic form. Ati adbhuta rupam. And that form was contrary to three things. Contrary to creation, contrary to emotion, and contrary to formation. It was contrary to the creation of Lord Brahma. Because there was never a species like that existing in Brahma's creation. Half man, half lion does not exist in 8,400,000 species. So when God comes, he can contradict creation. He contradicted the creation of Lord Brahma by coming in the form of Narasimhadev. Na mrigam, na manusham. He contradicted emotion. According to Bharat Muni's Natya Shastra, theatrical performances, an actor can never have two different emotions in the same eyes. Impossible. In one eye, you can't have love, and the other eye, you can't have anger. If one is angry, both eyes are looking with anger. If one has love, both eyes look with love. One can't bring two emotions in two eyes simultaneously. When Lord Narasimhadev appeared, he had two emotions in two eyes. One eye was looking at Hiranyakashipu with anger, and the other eye was looking at Prahlad with affection. Therefore, he contradicted creation of Lord Brahma, he contradicted the emotions of Bharat Muni, and he contradicted the formation of one's material body. One's body is formed in a certain way, one's limbs are formed in a certain way. Lord Narasimhadev's form was like a lotus flower. Tavakara kamalavare nakham. But his nails were hard like a thunderbolt. Contradictory. You never have lotus. If you have a lotus petal, the tip of the lotus petal is very soft. Lord Narasimhadev's palm, soft like a lotus petal, but the tip of the lotus petal, his nails, very, very hard and strong, which did some surgery into the body of Hiranyakashipu. You know, Hiranyakashipu, Narasimhadev is a gastroenteritis surgeon, you know, gastroenterologist, removing the intestines. Lakshman was an ENT surgeon, ear, nose, throat. He cut only the throat and nose of Shurpanaka. Lord Krishna is general surgeon, any surgery, you know, any demon, any limb, cuts off and kills off. But Lord Narasimhadev is a gastroenterologist, simply pulls out the intestines and puts it around his neck as a garland. To conclude with a nice, beautiful story of Lord Narasimhadev protecting his devotee, his nails protecting his devotee. In South Africa, there was this devotee family, and they had a little daughter, 5-year-old daughter. And as usual, all kids love Lord Narasimhadev a lot. The first thing they learn is Narasimha prayers. They love Narasimhadev. She was a devotee of Lord Narasimhadev. One day this girl was playing in the courtyard with a ball, and as she threw the ball, that ball fell on the road. The girl rushed to get the ball. The father was watching the scene, and a high-speeding truck was coming onto the road. This father jumped off from the first floor to save the girl. Broke his limbs, broke his legs, and just lay there helpless. The truck came and straight away banged into the girl. And this girl was thrown 60 feet away. About 60 feet away in the air, she flew and fell on the ground, about 60 feet away, unconscious. There was a police van passing by. And as the police van was passing by, the policeman saw this. And as the policeman came there to rescue her, they said, "We dare not touch her. She's fallen 60 feet away from a height. Probably her bones are not in place. We can't even dare touch her." They called an ambulance. The ambulance people were not willing to touch her. Finally, an expert doctor was called. And when this expert doctor came there, somehow lifted this girl up, put in the ambulance, and brought her to a nearby hospital. An X-ray was done. The nurse brought the X-ray to the doctor. This doctor said, "My dear nurse, this is no time to play jokes, okay? This is not the right X-ray." Said, no, this is the right X-ray. Said, "This is not the right X-ray. If you make a mistake, we'll sack you out of this job." Said, "Sir, verified it. This is the X-ray." The doctor said, "Impossible. This cannot be true." There was not a single bone in the body that was damaged. On her body, there was not a single wound or a bruise. The girl slowly came back to consciousness in the hospital. And the doctor came and asked, "What happened?" She said, "When this truck was coming, I just sounded Narasimhadev, Narasimhadev, and this half man, half lion god of mine came to save me." The doctor thought hallucination. You know, what is she talking? It's nothing but an hallucination. She said, no, I can describe. His eyes were beautiful. He was wearing a golden dhoti. He had a crown on his head. He was very beautiful. There's only one problem with my god." Said, "What was the problem with your god?" said he doesn't use a nail clipper to clip his nails. And therefore, I got hurt when he was picking me up. His nails hurt me. I said, really? Show me. She pulled her little frock up. And there were two paws of a lion on her back. As Lord Narasimhadev had picked her up and gently placed her on the ground. Everyone thought she flew away and came on the ground. Lord Narasimhadev had gently picked up and put her on the ground. There were these paw marks of Lord Narasimhadev on her back. As the doctor saw this, he just couldn't believe it. So he called the father. Said, was it an accident with a truck or an animal? You know, he thought probably this is an animal. I must have picked her up or something. Said, no, it was a truck accident. He verified with the police. Everything was verified. And they concluded, it was Lord Narasimhadev. The doctor and the nurse are initiated devotees today in South Africa. This story went to the media. It was all over the newspapers in South Africa. How could this be possible? Right. Lord Narasimhadev had come and saved this lady, this little girl, with his nails, picked her up with her hand, and the nails had made a mark on her back. Ati Adbhuta Rupam, which goes against the creation of Lord Brahma in a species that never existed before. Ati Adbhuta Rupam, in an emotion that no one can show, love in one eye and anger in the other. And against formation, lotus-like hand and hard thunderbolt-like nails at the tip. Lotus petals, the tips are very soft. Lord Narasimhadev's hands, lotus-like hands, but the tips, his nails, very, very strong, like thunderbolts. And therefore, on this most auspicious occasion of Lord Narasimhadev's appearance, we are not so much praying for just physical protection. That may happen in exceptional cases. If we are being chased by some truck, we better go to the side. Otherwise, we don't say, you know, Namaste Narasimhaya, let Lord Narasimhadev come and pick my car. No problem with insurance. Let the car be picked up and put in a corner. No, we do not want to offer a prayer like that. Physical protection is fine. That's not a big thing. A devotee always prays for internal protection. Right? Protection from internal calamity, the calamity of temptation, right? Falling to wrong things. And therefore, on this most auspicious day of Narasimha Chaturdashi, our prayers to Lord Narasimhadev and Prahlad Maharaj are these five things that we learned from these five devotees. First, my dear Lord Narasimhadev, just like Prahlad could see God in matter, let me also learn how to see your presence everywhere, in every situation, and if not everywhere, at least bless me that I can see God in the association of devotees, if not everywhere. Our second prayer to Lord Narasimhadev is, my dear Lord, just like when you appeared and were so sensitive to everyone else around you, you did not flaunt the authority of Brahma, of Shiva, of the Gandhamadan mountain. You kept their benedictions intact, their power intact, and still took care of what you did. Similarly, when I render devotional service, let me be sensitive to the devotees around me and not flaunt the authority and the power of other devotees around me. Let me cooperate with devotees. Our third prayer to Lord Narasimhadev, learning from Narad Muni, is, my dear Lord, I may not always be able to see the advice given by devotees as, how is it going to work for me? Just like Indra could not see that the child in the womb is a devotee or not, but based on Narad Muni's words, putting faith in Narad Muni, accepted it. Similarly, let me put my faith in devotees, in authorities, in Srila Prabhupada's words. And although I can't see how it will work for me, although I can't see how it's going to unfold for me, like Indra put his faith in the words of Narad Muni, let me put my faith in the words of Srila Prabhupada and the devotees. And just like Lord Narasimhadev made Narad Muni's words true, I'm sure by that faith, the words of the Lord will come true for us as well. Our fourth prayer to the Lord is, my dear Lord, please bless me. Just like you gave chances to Ravana, you came to fulfill the words of Hiranyakashipu, and later on the request of Lakshmi, you gave so many chances to Ravana, but Ravana did not reform. My dear Lord, I have been given so many chances, and constantly through so many situations in life, I have been given so many opportunities. Let me take these opportunities very seriously and make spiritual progress by taking the grace of the Lord. And our fifth prayer is that just like Jayan Vijay and the four Kumaras adjusted their difference, there was judgmentalism from Jayan Vijay and there was curse from the four Kumaras, and that was all reason for conflict. Jayan Vijay were ready to take the curse and the four Kumaras were willing to forgive and say reinstate them, and only in three lifetimes, my dear Lord. And therefore, in a community of devotees, there will be judgmentalism, there will be curses, there will be anger, there will be this and there will be that. But just like they adjusted the cause of their difference, we pray that although there will be all reasons to curse, all reasons to be angry, all reasons to fight, all reasons to differ, please bless us, my dear Lord Narasimhadev, that we can cooperate. And then the Lord will come in His Atyadbhuta Rupam in so many different ways in our life, contradicting creation, contradicting emotion, contradicting formation. He'll appear in our life to save us and protect us, if not externally, definitely internally. And therefore, we offer this prayer at the lotus feet of Lord Narasimhadev and Prahlad Maharaj, and we offer our prayer to the lotus feet of Lord Narasimhadev for all those devotees who are ravaged by terminal illnesses all over the world. So many devotees are going through so many difficulties physically, so many are going through spiritual difficulties. There's so many people all over in our society who go through so many difficulties. And before we offer a prayer for ourselves, we offer a prayer for all those devotees who go through so many difficulties, either physical or spiritual in their lives. And at the end, we offer a prayer to the lotus feet of Lord Narasimhadev and Prahlad Maharaj, that they may bless us with these five qualities that we learnt from Lord Narasimhadev, fulfilling the words of these five devotees on this most auspicious occasion of Shri Narasimha Chaturdashi. I wish to thank all of you very, very much for being here this morning. And also, this is the last talk that I'm doing. So thanks for the opportunity to the authorities at the Bhaktivedanta Manor for giving me an opportunity to serve here. And also, I beg forgiveness for any inconveniences that may have been caused to any devotees, or any offenses, knowingly, unknowingly, any words which were inappropriate. My humble apologies for the same. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Jai Shishila Simha Prahlad Bhagwan ki, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Premanande. Hari Hari Bol. Hare Krishna.